Constitutional Crisis by Cory Doctorow. Read by J.C. Hutchins. Be it resolved that the Guild of the Giant Wavering Tentacle of the Unholy Bogey Rag 1 is formed on this day, Saturday the 5th of March, 2012. 2 consists of A. Amir, a.k.a. Glort, the massive and auspicious dwarf of extremely powerful axe-hurling and ankle-biting. B. Chris, a.k.a. the HRH, Prince Mishkin, supreme and undefeated barbarian lord of the pickle creatures of Outer Hebrides. C. Warren, a.k.a. His Holiness, the very revered High Priest of Clotho, the God of Lint, Smiter of the Unbelievers, and Bearer of the Holy Static Brush. D. Arturo, a.k.a. K. Presto, ancient and mystic seer and lobber of extremely wicked and impressive spells. 3. Undertakes a variety of missions, quests, raids, etc., etc., for the purpose, A, of slaughtering squillions of monsters, mini-bosses, mega-bosses, subpoint 1, and players who were daft enough to opt for righteous play, subpoint L, rather than the eminently sensible and extremely fun, unwholesome play, B, of amassing great, mind-boggling fortunes of gold, swords, epic items, and other useful bits of kit, such as they may be discovered on the trail, or looted from the corpses of the fallen. 4. This constitution shall constitute the whole and entire understanding between the guild's members. 5. This constitution shall be amended by simple majority vote at any virtual or physical meeting at which 3/4 of the guild membership is present. 6. This constitution shall satisfy Miss Dunwitty's civil engagement class term assignment to produce a meaningful constitution for a group of your friends who are undertaking a collective task. 7. There is no clause 7. The March 10, 2012 amendments, passed by unanimous acclaim at the Guild Hall in the Fibonacci Spiral Fortress on Gunnarsson Island. 1. Wealth looted or otherwise acquired through play shall be evenly divided regardless of which player scored the most damage. 2. If you aggro a monster without first consulting your teammates, you're on your own, mate. Subpoint 1. Better ask next time, Chris, you widget. 3. Anyone in possession of a healing spell must use it when a teammate is below 30% health, even if the spells are really hard to recharge. Subpoint 1. Warren, I'm looking at you. 4. Guild members are free to play and quest with anyone they want, regardless of affiliation, provided that this play does not interfere with scheduled guild raids. Subpoint 1, even if it's your girlfriend, Amir. 5. Arturo will not turn every argument into a set of constitutional amendments. Subpoint 1, just the important ones. The March 25th, 2012 amendments passed by a 3-1 majority, 1 abstention, at the site of the Battle of the Flaming Everything. Z. Amir's girlfriend is not crap. Subpoint circ minus 1, however her tune certainly is. Y. The guild shall devote 1 raid in 3 to leveling friends' avatars so that we can all play together. Subpoint pi. Guild members may also level their own alts on these raids. Subpoint E, and it's perfectly okay to preferentially tweak your alts or your friend's avs. X, fireballs have a place and a time, and that place is not when the rest of the guild is standing on a tight knot around a gas bag dragon. Subpoint E to the I, Arturo, pay attention. The April 30, 2012 amendments passed by a 3-1 majority at the Tennessee Kebab Shack on Hackney Road. 1. We will not power level other players' tunes for money. The May 2nd, 2012 amendments, passed by a 3-1 majority behind the Hagerston Park tennis courts. A. The April 30, 2012 amendments are hereby repealed. The May 5th, 2012 amendments, passed by a 3-1 majority at the Caves of the Undead. 1. The Guild shall accept payment for power leveling services. 2. Payment for power leveling shall be deposited in the Guild PayPal account. 3. Any member may withdraw his share from the PayPal account at any time. Subsection A. All Guild members hold an equal share in the payments for power leveling services. 4. Clause Y of the March 25th, 2012 amendments is hereby repealed. Subsection A. Guild members must bring their most powerful toons on power leveling raids. 5. Before power leveling payments are deposited to the Guild PayPal account, players must receive the following reimbursements. A. For each healing spell cast, the lesser of 50p to the present cash price for a full set of healing spell ingredients at the Coke Game Zone store. B. For each fireball or other offensive spell cast, the lesser of 30p or the present cash price for a full set of offensive spell ingredients at the Coke Game Zone store. 6. Players with offensive capable pets will receive an extra 5% share for every power level in the pet to be paid equally from all other players' shares. 7. Chris is the official bookkeeper for the Guild, and he will keep the Guild's books on a group accessible Google spreadsheet, and he will balance all accounts weekly. The May 7th, 2012 amendments failed to pass in a deadlocked 2-2 tie by Skype conference. 1. Chris is no longer the bookkeeper for the Guild. 2. All Guild members will serve a rotating term as bookkeeper. The May 30th, 2012 amendments passed by unanimous acclaim at the Guild Hall in the Fibonacci Spiral Fortress on Gunnarsson Island. 1. During half-term, the Guild will engage solely in fun play rather than paid work. 2. Chris's term as bookkeeper will only last until the end of Summer Halls. The September 17th, 2012 amendments, passed by unanimous acclaim at the Fortress of the Giant Wavering Tentacle of the Unholy Bogey Rag, Damnation Island. 1. No Guild member shall withdraw more than £1,000 from the Guild bank without notifying the entire Guild in advance. 2. Power leveling clients shall be tiered thus. A. Tier 1, top priority, any power leveling job paying more than £75. B. Tier 2, medium priority, any power leveling job paying £50 or more. C. Tier 3, bottom priority, any power leveling job paying less than £49.99. 3. Epic items are not included in power leveling services. Any epic items or other rare drops acquired on a paid mission are Guild property and are to be sold as soon as possible for cash to be deposited in the Guild PayPal account. 4. Guild members may pass on raids for one night per week for revisions, mocks, family obligations, and dates without penalty. Additional nights off can be purchased by forfeiting £100 per night from the player's share of the Guild's accounts. A. Religious holidays observed in a house of worship with the player's family are exempted from this rule, provided they are bona fide observations as confirmed by Wikipedia. 5. Guild War Boss status is limited to the 4 existing members. Additional players who join us on raids do so as junior or adjunct members, not entitled to a vote. 6. The Guild members pledge themselves to the health of the Guild as a business and promise to work to ensure its profitability. The October half-term 2012 amendments, passed by unanimous acclaim at the Fortress of the Ultimate Power Guild, Damnation Island. 1. Henceforth, the Guild shall be known as the Ultimate Power Guild. 2. This name shall be reflected in all advertising and commercial materials. 3. Discussion of the Guild at school or home, is discourage. Subpoint 1, the first rule of the Ultimate Power Guild is no one talks about the Ultimate Power Guild. Subpoint 2, yes, Amir, we know. Technically, the first rule is, be it resolved that the guild giant wavering tentacle of the unholy bogey rag is formed on this day, Saturday the 5th of March, 2012. Subpoint A, no one likes a smart arse, you know. The New Year's amendments passed on January 1st, 2013, by unanimous consent at the Fortress. 1. Losses to the guild arising from rules enforcement by Coke Game Zero will be absorbed evenly by all players. 2. In order to minimize future risk, each guild member will maintain an equal number of righteous and unwholesome tunes leveled to the same point, and power leveling runs will rotate back and forth. 3. Additional assistant players, such as those recruited by Amir's girlfriend or Arturo's little brother, are to wage at a 30% share of any missions they complete without direct guild oversight. Subpoint 1, with the guild retaining a 70% commission for the use of guild training, brand, etc. 4. Assistant players are not guild members and as such do not get a vote in guild business. The February 3, 2013 amendments passed by a 3-1 majority at the Fortress. 1. Arturo is no longer a member of the guild. 2. No guild member shall communicate guild business to Arturo. 3. Arturo is not entitled to any further share of guild wealth. 4. Any guild member who exposes the guild or its members or assistants to discipline from schoolmasters, parents, GMs, etc. shall be liable to immediate expulsion from the guild. The February 10, 2013 amendments passed by a 2-1 majority at the Fortress. 1. Arturo is hereby reinstated. 2. Warren is no longer a member of the guild. The February 17, 2013 amendments passed by unanimous consent at the Tennessee Chicken Shack, Hackney Road. 1. All assistant players are sacked immediately with no compensation or notice. Subpoint A, this includes girlfriends, siblings, etc. 2. Any former assistant who, A, interferes or attempts to interfere with guild business in-world, including but not limited to, 1. Grassing to GMs, 2. Aggroing monsters, 3. Directly attacking guild members or their clients, B. Publicly discusses guild business or finances, C. Agitates for the right of assistance to participation in the guild, its finances, or decision-making process, shall be classified a guild enemy. 3. All guild enemies are liable to immediate attack, termination, and looting in-world. 4. Players shall not have contact, including phone or IM, with guild enemies in the real world. 5. Violating Clause 2 is grounds for immediate classification as a guild enemy, and this extends to family and friends. The March half-term amendments adopted at St. George's School for Boys by unanimous consent. 1. Effective immediately, the guild is dissolved. 2. Any funds remaining in the guild PayPal account are to be divided equally among remaining guild members. 3. Guild members who are incarcerated are not eligible for this payment. 4. No former guild member shall grass on another former guild member. 5. All guild enemies are hereby pardoned. 6. No former guild member shall attack a former guild enemy in world or in real life. And 7. Former guild members shall not have contact with one another.
I wrote this for a British educational initiative while I was working on my young adult novel, For the Win, about unionizing gamers and gold farmers. I've been struck by Clay Shirky's assertion that all online social groups go through a, quote, constitutional crisis, when their unspoken norms rub up against some intractable social problem. It's always disorienting to discover that you've got a different version of the rules in your head than the other people you're playing with. And there's always the possibility that they've changed the rules because it's convenient for them.